With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Video of the cargo ship hitting the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, sending it plunging into the river, shows the vessel losing power moments before impact. Ship expert Captain Michael Burns, Jr. of the Maritime Center for Responsible Energy, says the loss of power experienced by the ship could have impacted multiple functions.
A loss of power is one of the worst things that can happen, particularly at that moment where the vessel is already in restricted waters. It could mean the loss of the main propulsion or the ability to move in the water. It could mean the loss of steering.
President Biden says the federal government will pay for the reconstruction of that bridge. Two of the eight reported victims have been rescued. The search will resume today for the others that are missing. Also at SRNNews.com, pro-Hamas supporters interrupted President Biden's speech on health care in North Carolina Tuesday. During an event in Raleigh, protesters shouted, "What about the health care in Gaza?" Biden responded, saying that they have a point and a lot more care needs to get into Gaza. China says it's filed a complaint at the World Trade Organization over U.S. subsidies for electric vehicles.
The Chinese Commerce Ministry says it's turned to the WTO dispute settlement process to protest American requirements that vehicles use parts from specific regions to qualify for subsidies. A statement posted online says the U.S. formulated discriminatory subsidy policies for new energy vehicles under its Inflation Reduction Act in the name of responding to climate change. It says the U.S. move excluded Chinese products, distorted fair competition, and disrupted the global supply chain for new energy vehicles. Jeremy House reporting.
This is SRN News. A major Japanese diaper producer says it will no longer make them for babies in Japan because of the country's low birth rate.
Japan's prime minister has said the country's record low birth rate presents its biggest crisis. Last year, Japan registered twice as many deaths as new babies, and now approximately one-third of Japan's population is over the age of 65. So, the business market is responding. OG Holdings produced 700 million infant nappies, or diapers, a year for Japanese babies just over a decade ago. But because of the declining birth rate, that's dropped to 400 million.
Idaho lawmakers pass a bill that bans the use of any public funds for sex change operations or other so-called transgender care. The measure would affect state employees using health insurance through their work and adults covered by Medicaid. This is SRN News. Milk from dairy cows in Texas and Kansas tests positive for bird flu.
The virus has also been detected in New Mexico. Officials with the Texas Animal Health Commission confirm the flu virus is the type A H5N1 strain, known for decades to cause outbreaks in birds and occasionally infect people. The virus is affecting older dairy cows in three states, causing decreased lactation and low appetite. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the milk supply remains safe. Experts say livestock appear to recover on their own within 7 to 10 days. John Scott reports.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. naming attorney Nicole Shanahan as his running mate. Kennedy had publicly floated a number of people he considered for his vice presidential pick, including New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Shanahan is known for supporting far-left candidates. More details at SRNNews.com.